All right, how we doing? How we doing? I know sometimes it can be very, very difficult to take a close look at self and see how self has made some very, very bad decisions. And especially when we find ourselves in a very, very bad predicament that we help to bring on ourselves. Our president saying we need to make immediate investments in infrastructure. He tried hard to get America to get behind him in developing a railway system that would go from coast to coast. And he kept telling us over and over, these are going to be jobs that are going to last for years. They're going to be good paying jobs that are going to make America stronger, family stronger, individuals stronger, our economy stronger, modernizing our roads. This was going to help make life better for everyone. And for whatever the reason, not only did we have certain of our politicians in Washington, D.C., and all across this country on the national, state, and local levels saying, no, we're not going to do it. We had millions upon millions upon millions of American constituents who were right there with their politicians urging them, do not approve of his proposals. We don't want those bills coming up to his desk. Do not send those bills to his desk. Do not do it. He told us when he was running for his first term that it was going to take all of us working together. And unfortunately, he had roughly half of the nation fighting against him in his efforts to make the whole nation better, stronger, more vibrant. And now we have people who are outraged that they are struggling financially. How much of this struggle would have been prevented had so many people, including constituents, we the people, not pushed harder against our president than he was pushing to get these measures turned into bills, these proposals turned into bills, so the bills would be sent to his desk so that he could sign them and put us to work. A new project rebuild, which would put people to work rehabilitating homes, businesses, and communities, leveraging private capital, and scaling land banks and other public-private collaborations. Expanding access to high-speed wireless as part of a plan for freeing on the nation's spectrum. He kept telling us over and over and over, we have to do this. It will help us. It will help America. It'll make us stronger than we were before the recession hit. We were in a recession, and our president and those who supported him were trying to bring us out of the recession, and not just bring us out, but bring us out stronger than we were before the recession ever began. And half, if not more, of we the people who needed these jobs were saying, no, we don't want it. And now are mad because of the distress that is being experienced because of their personal and family financial hardships. We the people did not make a lot of good decisions over the last 7 years when it comes to looking at which proposals were really going to hurt, which are really going to help, and deciding who we would get behind. Too much was based on attitude, malice, hostility. And it's so interesting that people often say, voters vote their pocketbook. And I've said for years, that's not always true. There are many, many voters who will not vote their pocketbook. They won't vote in their own best financial interest if voting the course of hatred and malice is on the table. And if they can get a chance to express their hatred and their malice, for a particular leader, they'll vote for that instead of voting for their own best financial interest. And why be angry about a situation that they helped to ensure they'd find themselves in?